show at the Merrick Library. The podcast for all Merrick Library news.
Okay, welcome. Honestly, every time I hear that intro, I get the chills. I mean, those are Merrick Library kids putting their best foot. They just sound amazing. I am very happy today. I was able to track down children's librarian Miera. Yes, she's back. She didn't run away when she saw me coming after her. She's going to talk to us today about some of the amazing programs that are coming up for June. The newsletter and the calendar for all children's events should be out within the next couple of days. You can look online, the Merrick Library website. You can check the Facebook page. Did I leave anything out?
No, I think you got it all.
Really? So there is I don't even know how many programs are coming up for this summer. So this newsletter is action-packed. You can, again, like I said, find it online. Definitely go to the children's Facebook page. It has all of the latest and the greatest that the children's room has to offer. And I'm just going to be quiet and let Miera talk about all the exciting things. So Miera, welcome back. It's nice to have you.
Good to be back.
It's nice to have you. I'm glad you came back. I'm glad you didn't run away when you saw me. So tell me, what do you want to talk about? Tell me about what's happening for our kids this summer.
Well, this summer is going to be really great. The theme for the summer is Libraries Rock.
We do rock.
So the theme includes music and things like that, and we'll include some rock puns as well. But in our newsletter, which is coming out in the next couple of days, you'll see that there are so many programs going on. We're so excited for stuff coming up. I mostly want to talk about the summer reading program in general and also about some things we're doing for our tweens that is starting in June.
Please, let's hear about that summer reading, because I know that's really big. I know it's huge for the adults, mm-hmm. and I love that the kids, like, they just so look forward to it every year.
Oh, yeah. We have kids signing up every single year, and we have even kids who, like, didn't do it in the past but suddenly hear about it from a friend or a teacher. We really, really love it. And we split our summer reading program into three groups. So the oldest group, we name them according to the theme. So the oldest group's name is the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
And that's for kids entering grades 2 to 6. We consider kids already in the grade they're entering. So by the time we hit summer, if a kid was in first grade, they're already in second grade
to us. Rolling Stone.
So grades 2 to 6, that's the Rolling Stones. Then for ages 2 to 6, we have Red Zeppelin.
Oh.
We had a little too much fun naming the groups.
Did you hear that, folks? Red Zeppelin.
Oh, yes.
Okay, love that.
And then my favorite, the babies, ages 0 to 23 months, are the Red Hot Chili Babies.
Oh.
So clearly we're having a little too much fun with
clearly.
It.
Clearly. But you know what? It's great for the parents. They have a good... Yeah, so everyone goes all in on that.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay.
So, when you sign up, this is for kids living in the Merrick School District. Mm-hmm. When you sign up, we'll go through what we're doing, what the kids have to read. Different groups have different rules and things like that, and there's a prize every week. But how we start this all off is at our summer reading kickoff, which is Sunday, June 10th from 1:30 to 3:30. And that's the first day you can sign up for summer reading, but you can sign up all summer. So if you forgot and you're like a month in, you could still sign up.
Okay, so the sign-up date for the summer reading kickoff is Sunday, June 10th. And that would be in the children's room from 1:30 to 3:30.
It's going to be in the multi-purpose
room. Oh, multi-purpose room. Mm-hmm. We're using the big room.
We're using the big room because we got a big performer.
Nothing less for our patrons.
So we're going to have our sign-ups, and we're going to have crafts, and we're going to have Funky Town Playground, which is a performance group, and they're going to do a really fun performance from 2 to 3.
Okay. I will be here that day at the reference desk.
Oh,
I will make my way over to say hello.
Oh, yes. You can come party with us.
I will. I want to see those Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. the summer reading kickoff is going to be really fun. And like I said, if you miss it, just come in during the week. You can sign up at any time at the children's desk, and we'll get you started. But then reporting starts on June 25th.
Okay.
That's the first day where kids can bring in a book they read and tell us about it. So that's mostly summer reading in a nutshell.
Lovely.
We'll definitely be talking more about it later in the summer. And then I also wanted to talk about a new tween series we're doing. And that's our Tween Tech series, which is four programs over the course of the summer, two of which are in June, which is why I wanted to talk about it now.
Yeah, sure.
So the first one that's coming up on June 13th from 7 to 8 p.m., that's going to be Bloxels, which we have been discovering how great Bloxels is and how
so
fun
Bloxels,
it is.
So Bloxels, be like boy, L-O-X-E-L-S.
Yes.
Bloxels, what is that?
So it's essentially a
am
way
am I like 100 that I don't know
no,
what that
no,
is?
No, no, no. I didn't know what this is until like 6 months ago. We were learning about it. It's this really fun way to make your own video game.
Oh.
Using these little square boxes. And you can make your character and you can make your setting. Different colors of blocks indicate whether there's land or lava or water.
Oh my gosh.
So you can make your own video game using the blocks. And it's just, it's so fun. Actually, our librarian Ellie is going to be running that program, and she has been making video games.
All right,
and it's
Ellie.
Just really great for storytelling also. It's just a really fun thing to do. And then the next one that's going to be in June is our button maker, which we have button makers in our tech tubs. So part of this idea of the Tween Tech series is some of this is stuff that we already have in the tech tubs or will be having in the future. So it's a way to learn about how to use the stuff in the tech tubs in a program setting so that in the future you can just go to the tech tubs and use it. So the button maker is already in our tech tubs, and we're going to first just learn how to use it, how to make their own like button pins, and then I'll show them how to design their own button using the software.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then they can just make their own button that they designed. And so that I'm really excited for. That's going to be really fun.
So the Tween Tech Bloxels, that's tweens entering grades 4 through 6.
Oh, yes. I forgot to say that.
And that's Wednesday, June 13th.
That's Wednesday, June 13th for the Bloxels.
And they can register beginning May 30th for Merrick residents, June 6th for non-residents.
Mm-hmm.
And where do they come? Where will the registration is in the children's room?
Yep, you can register in the children's room or online.
Oh, online. I always forget, folks. That is my mistake. We have online registration, so please feel free to take full advantage of that. Not that we don't want to see you, but if you're home at night and you're in your pajamas, you can just sign on.
Yep,
and
you can sign up anytime. That's the and then always, if we say that, try to sign up online, and if you have issues, you can always call us at the desk.
Absolutely.
Our extensions are 122 and 123, and we'll help you walk you through it, or we'll just sign up for you if you're having issues with the system or anything like that.
And where will both of these programs, are they held in the media center or are they held
so
in
the different ones will be held in different areas.
Okay.
Bloxels and Button Maker, I believe, are going to be held in the children's program room.
Okay.
The other two that are going to be in July and August are Three Doodler and Makey Makey. And I'm pretty sure Three Doodler will be held in the media center. It just depends if we need those computers or not.
Right.
So, oh no, wait, the button maker will be in the media center. My bad, because we need the computers to make on the to get the software to make the buttons.
This
so we'll it'll be in the information that's in the newsletter where that program will be.
Okay. So this is all okay. So let's be clear.
Mm-hmm.
These are three huge programs.
Four.
This is four just for June.
No, wait, almost. This is four programs for the whole summer, two of which are in June.
Two of which are in
yes.
June. Okay, got it. I was thinking kickoff, Tween Tech,
oh,
Button
I
Maker,
see.
Blocks.
Yes.
So I was breaking it up in an incorrect way.
No, I see what you mean.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
So I just learned what a Bloxel was. I feel like I need a pass for today. Although I love doing podcasts on Friday, because I think at this point, all bets are off.
Oh, yeah.
You can just, you can only prepare so much. But so we discussed the summer reading kickoff. That's June 10th, 1:30 to 3:30. That's going to be held downstairs in the big multi-purpose room.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some live entertainment. Guys, come out and do this. There are three groups. I'm going to let Miera tell us the three groups again.
It's Rolling Stones for entering grades 2 to 6, Red Zeppelin for ages 2 to 6, and the Red Hot Chili Babies, which is 0 to 23 months.
Unbelievable. Really, the Rolling Stones is killing me. And then there's this Tween Tech series, which is Bloxels, where the kids learn how to make their own video games, and that's from grades 4 through 6. And the Tween Tech Button Maker, which is June
26th,
7 to 8 p.m. But where can parents find all this?
So all of this is going to be in our newsletter, which is going to be out in the next few days, very, very soon. And that newsletter will also be posted and a link to our Facebook page. So if you're following our Facebook page, which just hit 400 likes.
Yeah, what? 400 likes.
If you're one of those people following, you'll be able to, you'll see that the newsletter is out, and all that information plus much, much more will be in our newsletter.
Yes. So listeners out there, please don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Twitter and our website, because that's where you'll find all the latest and the greatest that Merrick Library has to offer. And we have some really exciting programs this summer. I'm very excited. And I'm also thrilled to have hosted Miera, our children's librarian.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, as always, for coming on in. Remember, folks, you can follow Top Shelf at Merrick Library on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and wherever you find podcasts. Again, always special thanks to Director Ellen Firer and the Merrick Library Board for making this podcast possible. Thanks again for listening, and remember to keep us on your top shelf.